So dramatic. Oh, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And hopefully you're rocking it. It's Ella and
Bobby, guest star of the day on What a Wonderful World. I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks well, so looking good.
On the show. Wonderful Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving!
Thanksgiving!
Hopefully having such a beautiful start to Thanksgiving. Oh my god, I'm so glad. And hopefully you're having just a beautiful day, wherever, if you're driving, if you're hanging, if you're cooking a turkey, literally doing anything. Hopefully it's a beautiful start to the morning. It is 11 a.m., we're picking up a sub shift, and it's What a Wonderful World! We have lots of fun songs to play.
Yep, we do. Get ready. We got some good ones. You're gonna be surprised.
Yeah, you're gonna be surprised. There'll be many a surprise today.
Oh, yeah.
So we're gonna start off. Is there a fly on my computer?
That's our third guest host.
It is. It seems so high def that I thought it was fake, but it's real. Go away. Ah. Okay. Well, while we take care of this. Oh my God! It's so resilient. Look. Even when I said, get off my computer, it just went to the side. Okay, well, while we tackle this, but we're very thankful for you flying in your life, so rock on. Ah! until the next time you talk to us. Bobby, want to introduce the first song?
The first song, which I knew it was, is actually from the Ed Delvin Show. Ella Fitzgerald, then. Thanks for the memories. Because it's thankful, we got it for people.
It's Thanksgiving, you know it is. It's Ella Fitzgerald.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips and burning lips, and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. At the shore, nights in Singapore, you might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. I thank you so much. We said goodbye with a highball, and we got as high as a steeple. No tears, no fuss,
You are listening to 91.5, and that was just Ella Fitzgerald doing Thanks for the Memory on The Ed Sullivan Show. We have a mystery afoot, people, because we've been hearing from the studio audience that reaches as far as the radio waves and internet that you can't even hear Bobby and our epic duo spectacularness. So we're just going to do some tests right now to see, can you hear him?
This is a test. Test, test, test. I feel like I can hear me through my headphones a little bit.
Your headphones are so loud.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's very, you turned it up, man. It hurt my ears a lot. What?
Take off your headphones.
Okay.
You can never turn up the volume when you have your headphones on.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you did that.
Audio people.
Ella just did that to me. So.
No, I was turning it down because it's so loud that it is louder than the monitors right now, which is not good. Okay, well.
Okay, so we're going to keep testing. I think we can hear me, though, which is good. Hopefully you can hear me, and hopefully you're having a rocking day. Yeah, I'm just going to keep talking as we keep testing the microphone, and I'll talk about probably a topic or something, so it's not just me rambling on. I can talk about Thanksgiving. What are your Thanksgiving plans, Ella? Pretty exciting stuff. I'm going to my grandma's house after staying with my sister. Whoa, I'm doing that right now. And yeah, we're going to my grandmother's house. We're going to have traditional Thanksgiving meal. We're going to probably have some ravioli, which is traditional in our household, our Italian tradition, Italian heritage coming through with the ravioli meal beforehand, appetizer, entree, of course, something. And yeah, we're going to see family, extended family, and my family's driving up right now. Our family, rather, is driving up right now. Probably very exciting. And hopefully they're tuning on in. It sounds like they're tuning in because we're getting text messages from them about if they can hear me or not. So hopefully they can hear me. Otherwise, it's going to be an awkward silence for these folks. But yeah, everything working on out, Ella?
Yep. Shout out to the family. Shout out to everyone listening. And now we're going to go on and play Good Day Sunshine.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie beneath the shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Thank you very much. Very much. Now, I left a good job in the city, working for my man every night and day.
But I never lost one minute of sleep. I was worrying about the way the things might have been.
You know the
big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling, oh.
Rolling on a river.
Rolling on the river.
Clean a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of tang down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city until I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen.
Don't the big
wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling, no.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling.
Rolling,
rolling,
rolling, no.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
2, 3, count!
Have a good job in the city. Keep on turning,
turning,
round there, keep on burning,
burning, rolling,
yeah,
rolling,
rolling on the river,
yeah,
rolling,
rolling,
rolling, rolling on the river.
To the river, I bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry if you got no money. The people on the river are happy to give. Big wheel keep on turning,
turning.
Proud Mary keep on burning,
burning.
Rolling,
rolling,
rolling on the river.
Say we're rolling,
rolling, rolling on the river.
Very exciting, exciting tune to start us off. Not to start us off. I don't know. We just feel like we're getting this show on the road here. It's 11:15 in the station. We're rocking and rolling on this Thursday morning Thanksgiving show. So glad you're tuning in wherever you are. We're going to keep the tunes right on rolling. How are you, Ella, on this fine, exciting
day? I'm rocking. How are you?
I'm rocking.
We just listened to Ike and Tina Turner doing Proud Mary live. They were doing it on Italian television studio. And before that was Good Day Sunshine. Of course, the Beatles coming on with that.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And this next tune is from Ray Charles, and it's the song One Mint Julep.
And then I tell you that I need you.
You just heard Got to Get You Into My Life.
Mm-hmm. Originally written by the Beatles. And they're, of course, done by Earth, Wind, and Fire on this Thanksgiving morning. So thankful for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thanks, Earth, Wind, and Fire, for your jazzy tunes. We're dancing out. We're rocking out in the studio. Hanging out. We hope you're dancing out, rocking out wherever you are in the car, whether you're going through traffic, all that jazz. It's a crazy busy time. We're glad you're spending it with us here on WMFO.
Yeah, it's 11:23, and we still have a lot more songs to hear. If you have any requests, you can give us a call at 855-915-9636. That is 855-915-9636. Or if you head on over to WMFO.com or .org, we're an org, people, then you can go on over to the DJ chat and type anything there, send any requests. Maybe we'll put a fun little link in there. We'll see what happens. But until then, we are going to keep on rocking out with another song that we were going to hear last week. Proud Mary was a song in the Thankful Show last week, and this next one also fits into that category. It is going to be The Police with Walking on the Moon.
It's as simple as something that nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as her bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the cards, and her feet are all covered with tar balls and scars. It's a common as something that nobody knows it. Her beauty will follow wherever she goes. Up the hill in the back of her house in the wood, she loved me forever, I know she could. I remember when you and me, how we used to be just good friends, wouldn't give me none, but all I wanted was some. She can't think of a single one that can justify leaving. He got none, but he thinks he got so many problems, and he got too much time to waste. His dreams are like commercials, but her dreams are picture perfect, and her dreams are so related, though they're often underestimated. Something that nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as a bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the car, feet are infested with tar balls. And la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. Well, I was eating lunch at the DLG when this little girl came and she sat next to me. Never seen nobody move the way she did. Well, she did and she does and she'll do it again. When you move like a jellyfish, rhythm don't mean nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. Move like a jellyfish, rhythm is nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. It's a coming to something that nobody knows, that a beauty will follow wherever she goes. Up the hill in the back of a house in the wood, she loved me forever, I know. She la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. If you would only listen, you might just realize what you're missing. You're missing me. You would only listen, you might just realize what you're missing me. It's as simple as something that nobody knows, that her eyes are as big as her bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the car, feet are infested with tar balls. And la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da.
It's Jack Johnson with Bubble Toes, a song really originally written about meeting his wife in college, actually. Very exciting. And now, that brings us to 11:33, and you know what that means. Well, you don't know what that means yet, because it's at a different time every time. But it brings us to our PSA, and specifically, today, we're thankful because we're doing our ladder safety PSA. And I want to tell you, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, or toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one's even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project, oh my gosh, do yourself in. It's intense. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Very exciting.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Be careful on those ladders.
Be careful. 3 points of contact all the time.
Yep. Have someone supporting you. Especially, I feel like, I don't know, during Thanksgiving, there's a lot of ladders. Like, people are changing light bulbs and visiting families' homes, and you're like, oh, I don't, this is, I'll help you with this. And then there's ladders, and people fall, so be careful. I don't know, I'm very worried about ladders now. As I rightfully should be, according to that sheet.
They can be safe, though.
They can be safe.
You can do it.
Yeah, we believe in you. So yeah, we're gonna keep playing music though, because this is not a ladder talk show, unfortunately.
We can turn it into one.
We could. This is a guest slot. We can do anything with this.
Again.
Very exciting times. But we're gonna actually play music. And this next song is from the Dave Matthews Band from their album Crash. This is So Much to Say.
I say my hell is the closet, I'm stuck inside. Can't see the light. And my heaven is a nice house in the sky. Got central heating, and I'm alright. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't see the light. Keep it locked up inside, don't talk about it. Talk about the weather.
To say, so much to say, so much to say. going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, talking about how he can make it right, yeah. Oh, baby, well, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing's wrong with being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, oh, yeah. Love and happiness, hey, love and to you, you'll be good to me, we'll be good together. You see each other, walk away with victory, yeah. Hey, baby, oh yeah, love and happiness, love and happiness.
We're just listening to Eddie James doing Love and Happiness. And right before that was?
Was it Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah.
Wow, things are just flying by me this morning.
They are flying by.
It's already 11:44. We've been in the station for so long, but it feels like we just got here.
And truly.
Yeah. And now it's time for, time's just flying by, so now it's time for a Thanksgiving tradition, traditional Thanksgiving song. From Arlo Guthrie. I don't know. We started listening to the song a long time ago, but it's kind of become a Thanksgiving tradition that when our family was in the car, we would play this tune like 2 or 3 times during our 4 to apparently today. It's going on 6 hours car ride up to the Boston area. So I'm already in Boston today. I flew in yesterday, late at night / early in the morning, depending on how you look at it. And so we haven't heard the song today, but this will be our first time hearing it this year. That's, I feel like Thanksgiving finally starts when we play this tune. So I don't know. You have any memories of the song, Ella?
It is a song that is a Thanksgiving staple for many. I know that the WFO E-Board staff was looking for someone to play it today. I don't know if they found someone, but we didn't let them know we're playing it, but we are going to.
Hey.
And really, it's going to be a ride. Hopefully you've heard it before. If not, then buckle in because you're in for some crazy, crazy things. But it's needed to play on Thanksgiving, so we're going to do it. And hopefully we don't have to fade out. I think the next hour is free. If all of a sudden we're gone, it's because another person came in. But probably you're going to get to hear this whole song. It's going to be Arlo Guthrie doing Alice's Restaurant.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile is better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. He said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. And sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car, but when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obie, I can understand you want my wallet, so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obie, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends, Obie was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the C&I dog. Then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like the, I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. Kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. 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 And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. Kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill. Kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? And I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massa Cree, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena started right there. I said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and stopped me right there and said, kid.
Did you know that this is Bobby Fassiano and you're listening to 91.5 MFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio? And then he said,
I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid. And I walked over to the bench there, and there's his Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? Said I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball and all kinds of mean, nasty things, till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things, until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony, and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quoted, read the following words. Kid, you rehabilitated yourself. I went over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, you got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I'm sitting here.